In June 1987, President Ronald Reagan traveled to the divided city of Berlin. Standing at a podium with the iconic Brandenburg Gate as backdrop, Reagan did not mince his words. On the formal occasion of Berlin's 750th anniversary, the former actor-turned-two-term president made a remarkable appeal to his Soviet equivalent, General Secretary Mikhail Gorbachev. "Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." The effect of the televised speech was arguably more striking on the other side of the Berlin Wall, with East German and Soviet media claiming that Reagan's demands to tear it down was incendiary. But there was no question in West German Chancellor Helmut Kohl's judgment that Reagan's impassioned appeal anticipated a shift in the public mood. In November 1989, East German border guards failed to prevent surging crowds from opening the Brandenburg Gate, and the iconic Berlin Wall, built in the early 1960s, was broken and battered by crowds armed with hammers and pickaxes. A piece of the wall sits on my desk. In this respect, I am not alone. It was a momentous time. Very few of us who experienced those events in person or even via television and radio could have failed to be moved by the desire to open gates, tear down walls, and destroy the formal border between West Germany and East Germany, the Democratic German Republic, GDR. For four decades, ice, iron, and bamboo curtains separated capitalists and communist worlds in the Arctic, Central and Eastern Europe, and East and Southeast Asia. Relatively few people breached those barriers, but those who did escape were household names to many North American and Europeans, such as Czechoslovakian tennis player Martina Navratilova, who defected in 1975 after participating in the US Open at the West Side Tennis Club, Forest Hills, Queens, New York. Navratilova was embraced by her country of choice and became a US citizen in 1981.